now listening to Beardcast.
What's going on, Beardies? It's me, David. It's FNMC. The newest FNMC. But the skip of the comic run FNMC. There was no comic run this week.
We had a good reason.
We got lazy.
No, there's no lazy. It was fucking incapable of happening.
I'm sorry. He was at his thing. I was here all day. I could have done it. Except I don't have this computer to record on.
I know.
And you just didn't want to come because you're a fucking skank.
I had to look after the puppy.
You're a dick.
Look after your sweet puppies.
Conveniently, yeah, look after the puppy.
I always have to look after
conveniently,
the puppy.
Last minute.
Jose,
conveniently.
That excuse will come in handy, trust me.
I have a question.
I was looking at all the puppies.
I have a question, though. I'm looking at Beatty's cards, and since it's Friday Night Magic, I'm just going to say I'm happy that Theros came out finally.
Woo!
You'll have anything from Theros?
No, not yet. I'm just waiting because nothing has grasped my eye. But your fucking plastics are all scratched up.
That's
how long have you been playing? You've been like...
Well, my Boros deck was in there, too.
Oh, okay. All right. This is brand new. My bad.
But Andrew, you know...
Sweet Boros.
Sweet Boros.
Anyway, so do you want to make up for Wednesday or no?
Yeah, let's make up for Wednesday. I can't really contribute to this.
Because you were in school?
I was in schooling.
Well, I didn't get anything from DC because DC fucking blew this week. Fuck Villains Week. I can give a shit.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Release your regular shit. Fuck villains. Who cares?
Truthfully, it's not really a big thing. I really don't care much for the villains thing. Even though it is a tie into the Forever Evil after Trinity War thing.
Yeah.
But it's just I guess it's a delay of some sort. It's cool if you're not into all of the series. So like I'm not into Batman. So if I wanted to find out about The Dark Knight, anything with the Dark Knight, I could just look up certain characters like I guess the Riddler or whatever, or Joker's daughter. You know, I could find out her background story or how she ties into that universe.
What?
I just said that we forgot to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, that we did. It's okay. If you don't know by now, it's me, David.
And Beatty.
Munson.
Damn it.
Krista and Munson.
They came in together.
And Joseph.
Joseph?
Who's on his laptop?
Who's on his... I'm trying to get my deck up and running right
and
now.
And Angel
in the corner.
Angelica.
Speaking of Villains Week, who Green Lantern has? It looks like Sinestro.
Yeah, there's like five of them. You got Solomon Grundy, who's supposed to be Earth 2.
Isn't Sinestro Green Lantern now?
No, he's Yellow Lantern.
I thought he was a Purple Lantern.
Yeah, he got turned into a Purple Lantern.
Again?
Yeah, and then he became...
Sinestro's only have the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, he didn't get turned into a Green Lantern, and then he switched back to being a Yellow Lantern as a backup for all hell breaking loose.
He's fabulous.
But on the Green Lantern covers, it's Black Hand, a guy named Mongol... Relic, Sinestro, and apparently Solomon Grundy, but it's because it's Earth 2 Green Lantern, but they have Hal Jordan on the cover, so it doesn't make much sense.
How long is this villain's fucking covers going on for? Because I kind of want my fucking stories that I'm reading back.
The villain's month felt like it's a fucking villain's year.
Yeah.
Can they just release Forever Evil and fucking be done with it? Do I need fucking 20 fucking comics for
What is
villains?
Forever Evil?
Yeah, what is it?
You're not collecting, or you're falling off the bandwagon.
I'm falling off the bat.
It's,
You fell off the bat?
People say they're on the bat, I fell off the bat.
I've never heard of that.
Just fucking explain it to
me.
Right off the bat.
Just explain it. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to get my Is It Theros deck working.
Nice. Basically, this whole thing is it's branching off of the Trinity War that happened with all the Justice Leagues, and the whole
Secret
war.
Secret Justice League and all that other stuff, right?
Secret Justice League.
Or whatever.
Okay, we're gonna go with that.
Dark
Justice League, Dark Justice League of America, and then Justice
and the one that he has made up in his mind is the secret one.
I don't know. This is all retarded now.
It's Jose's Secret Garden.
Secret Jose.
So they're in cahoots with the Secret Avengers? All right. But yeah, it's just that, and just some events happen towards the end that jumps off Forever Evil.
Can they just release Forever Evil and get me back to my Huntress Power Girl and my other shit I'm fucking reading?
Yeah.
Just like Power Girl because of certain objects.
Everybody likes Power Girl for certain objects.
I agree with you, BD. I can't wait for them to just progress this whole shit.
Yeah, I feel Yes, it's a New 52. Yes, it's kind of a new universe, but people fucking know the background. Just fucking go with the stories you're fucking doing.
I guess it did that for the movies.
Fuck yeah,
movies.
Like I said, like for me, I'm not into Batman.
Fuck
like
the movies.
But he doesn't care about the new fans.
No, fuck them.
So I tell you right now, it's cool to find out the background for Harley Quinn, and, at least for this universe, and Poison Ivy is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Just play the game that explains it.
Yeah, exactly. Go to fucking Wikipedia, it'll explain it for you.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's blood and gore, and you get to see the comics. And
yeah.
A 3D cover, I get to turn it to the side, and Poison Ivy's like whipping someone's ass in the corner.
DC is so bad this week, I didn't buy any DC comics.
Yeah, no.
It was just all Marvel comics. And literally all of them were just Infinity tie-ins.
Yeah.
Except for one, and that was it. Except for Trial of the Punisher.
No, you bought a DC comic, The Batman Beyond.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, I saw it's new comics.
2 weeks ago.
Something went through. Whose is this?
That's mine.
That would be me.
There you go.
Oh, Dave's phone.
Uh-oh.
The Batman Beyond Universe 2 weeks ago. But,
From Marvel, I mean, I got the Avengers 20, I think it is. That's the...
I don't know, 12 Infinity tie-ins came out, so...
Yeah, I'm just following the Infinity itself, and then the branch in the back of the comic that follows the new Avengers, I think, and regular Avengers. So this way, it's kept, like, a simple story. Any other tie-ins I'm following would be... I stopped following the... what are they called? The Red Hulk?
Thunderbolts,
yeah. I stopped following them because it's just...
Why?
Because the story was just... I couldn't really get into it.
Dragged on?
It felt like it just jumped into something that I didn't know anything about.
How the fuck did they get those five characters together? Red Hulk, Elektra, fucking Punisher, and fucking Deadpool?
The Red Hulk needed people with certain skills.
Isn't Elektra dead?
She's back. She's alive.
She came back.
God damn it. Marvel, keep your characters dead.
I want to see how they're going to keep this Mighty Avengers shit going.
Yeah.
That looks pretty interesting.
The only fucking Marvel character that stays dead is fucking... Peter Parker's grandfather. He's alive for like an issue and then he dies again.
two, three pages tops.
Yeah.
Did you say Peter Parker's grandfather?
I slipped. I was about to say grandfather.
Oh,
uncle.
Yeah, he called himself.
I was like,
I called myself. If you were listening, and we're
I'm like, grandfather.
Okay. If you were listening, you would have heard that. I mean, you
well,
know.
Listen, I saw Bravely Default looks great. It's starting to look great.
It's coming to stage, isn't it?
Yeah,
is that Kingdom Hearts?
I was waiting,
no.
This is a game me and Jose had our eye on for many,
years.
Many times. What is
it?
Much of time.
It's been 2 years already.
Yeah. What is
it?
I think it's... What is it really? Like,
it's like an RPG for like the
JRPG.
3DS. JRPG for 3DS.
I remember watching the trailer for the first time sitting on the toilet bowl and thank God I was on the toilet bowl. Let's just say that.
Where most miracles happen.
Yes.
I can agree.
Or curses, depending on the situation.
Indeed.
Tacos.
Yes. Oh, God. Anyway, also Trial of the Punisher came out, which is pretty cool. It's only a 2-issue series.
Alright.
Fucking what else came out?
Some of us having a little fun with the, you know, stories.
Limited issues. Yeah, but how thick is the issue?
Maybe a little bit thicker than a standard one.
Because like
Green Lantern final issue thick, or...
Hmm?
Remember the Green Lantern you showed me? The last one from New 52 was like that thick?
The what? The,
when it ended it, the New 52.
Oh, when they ended that story arc?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was because Geoff Johns was like...
stroking his dick while he's drawing?
Yeah. And he was just like, this is my last shot, and...
He shot.
And then he shot.
it was
a masterpiece, though. Just didn't get it.
Now I'm just thinking that his last shot was a masterpiece. That's a masterpiece. It looks just like
a black canvas and everything. And he's just like...
I feel bad if there's children listening to this.
No,
it's explicit for a reason.
You'll like this one day. So I'm shopping for comics on Wednesday, whatever fucking day came out. I don't remember anymore. On Wednesday, and I'm leaving. I hear the guys in the background, talk. People that stay and talk a galaxy. And one guy was like, "Oh yeah, the Age of Ultron series was the worst thing that could happen to Marvel." Blah blah blah. And he was just fucking ripping it apart. So I didn't read it yet because I don't have the series. What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was a cool little turn of it, of the whole, and the whole universe, how the whole time traveling and how everything had fallen apart from just one event. Of course, people, haters are going to hate.
But I think they're hating because, I don't know how it ties in, but the Age of Ultron happens, and then they're killing off the Ultimate Universe.
Oh, that.
They are?
Yeah. You
know what?
Marvel's ending the Ultimate Universe.
Really?
Yeah.
Again? Did
I
know that?
They're bringing the Ultimate Spider-Man, Miles Morales, or the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
They bring him into the regular universe.
To Marvel now?
To regular Marvel now.
I mean, it would make sense, though, because if the Age of Ultron comes in, fucks up the space-time continuum, which involves other universes and
so stuff. So that's the Age of Ultron ends. I thought it was a murder in Rampage.
Nah, it's a robot that goes crazy, but Dave explained, and from what I've read, something happens with the space-time continuum where he goes back, or at least if Wolverine goes back and does some shit. Well, obviously he's going to fuck up the timeline.
Wait, Age of Ultron versus the Terminator.
I guess. If
you the Marvel Terminator.
Yeah.
I've gone to where
at the end of Ultimate Spider-Man, it says to be concluded.
Yeah.
So to be continued. So they're ending the Ultimate Universe, and they're somehow bringing Miles Morales into the Superior Spider-Man universe.
Yeah.
So,
but the one thing I want to find out about is, which characters are they going to save from the Ultimate Universe? Are they going to bring Miles Morales to Spider-Man everyone else, or?
I'm assuming they're just going to bring the characters that aren't already in the universe, like Ultimate Thor, they can just fucking get rid of. Like, all the Ultimate characters that already exist.
Yeah.
And bring the Ultimate characters that don't exist already in the main universe over.
So you mean, like with Miles, he's a Spider-Man, but he's a different Spider-Man. He's not just like, Peter Parker's grandson, which I'll go into at some other time.
No, wait.
Or like the Scarlet Spider or something like that.
Yeah.
This brings a bigger question. Are you going to remake his story or...
No, it's just merging universes.
I said...
How would that work, though? Because in...
Here's what I said. He's falling off a building, and nowhere a portal opens up, and he's in Spider-Man's universe. That's all I'm going to say.
That's what happened in the Spider-Man one. The one with the Amazing Spider-Man merges. He ends up falling into some shit, and all of a sudden he's in the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah, and he sees a...
Peter, you're alive. I killed you. What?
Yeah, no, I wonder how it's going to work, because in Ultimate, you already know how Peter dies. He ends up, getting shot and taking on, like, four villains at once. But in the Amazing, he died while battling Dr. Ock. I wonder how they're going to play that out.
Fuck a while, no?
Dr. Ock? Let's see how Marvel plays it out.
They're going to explain that, listen, you're from another universe. Really? And that's it. He's going to be like, this is Peter Parker. He's not going to have any inkling that that's Dr.
Currently, Dr. Octopus is kicking ass in Superior Spider-Man, Mighty Avengers, and fucking Superior Carnage, so.
Yeah. Which I enjoy. I wish it was a longer running series.
Is that five?
How is he as a Spider-Man? Is he better than Peter?
I'm looking at me.
You're the one that's read it.
I know.
Is he better than Peter? That's the question.
Sadly, yes. Because that's how his character's made to be. He's superior in every possible way. He's thought of everything that Peter's never thought of.
Because he's not afraid to hold back, that's why.
Yeah, that's because he's got nothing to lose. Really, he fucking jumped out of death to go into somebody else's body and take over their life. So really, he's just harvesting somebody else's body and reliving a life he already lived, just with newer, more benefits.
And yet no one notices he's a different person.
He's got all the things that he couldn't have when he was a kid.
Sounds like a Rob Schneider movie where he switches bodies with somebody else.
Didn't Rob Schneider
make one movie he started and that was it?
Was it The Animal?
And I don't remember. I
like The Animal.
Hot Chick. This is what we're thinking of.
Two movies.
Spider-Man, this is what we've come down to.
Pretty much.
Rob Schneider. Then, we might as well just say Doc Ock switch bodies with Mary Jane.
That'd be a good one.
But, the Ultimate Universe, bringing Miles Morales over, yada yada. I don't give a shit. I'll read the Ultimate Universe anyway.
Be brought over to the same universe with Doc Ock.
I think so, yeah.
This is going to be something. He's going to kill him. that's how they're going to just end the character, I guess.
Yeah, there's too many fucking spider people. Yeah, Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman, Spider-Girl.
Spider-Girl?
Well, the daughter clone thing.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's an Amazing Spider-Girl series.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God. That's so bad.
Scarlet Spider.
Yeah.
My
Spider-Man 2099, or fuck his name is.
Isn't that Peter by the Future?
That's some kind of Tara.
Ultimate Spider-Man.
Ultimate Spider-Man, all right. And Venom doesn't count. That's some other shit.
Venom, Carnage, Anti-Venom. No fucking same thing.
Actually, I would like it if they had, like, a spin-off of symbiotes, because I looked up the symbiotes and, like, how they try to weaponize them and shit, but most of them just backfire.
Yeah.
And it seems pretty cool. Like, they had someone
called America. Making weapons and backfiring. Whoa, Marvel America.
Marvel America takes place in real America. What the fuck are you talking about?
But, so, have you made weapons in the backfire yet?
Yeah, that's happened everywhere.
All right, so, disregard my statement.
Oh, God, fuck you. Anyway, you know what I haven't seen in a while?
What?
Hunger. The one with Galactus.
Yeah,
what happened to that? That came out, what, once and then that's it?
It had two issues. It was supposed to be a 5-issue series, two issues, and Marvel came out with Infinity, and that went to the back burner.
The hunger was fed.
Pretty much.
So they're out.
Infinity came out, well, every fucking tie-in, and that's on the back burner, I'm assuming.
Wow. And that was supposed to tie into, like, Thanos Rising 5, right? Thanos Rising.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's after the...
Hunger is Age of Ultron.
Yeah. And it's like two. It's like it's. There's a Galactus fleet. There's a fleet called Galactus, and it's like you know how Galactus' head looks.
Yeah.
That's what they look like, and they just devour worlds like freaking locusts and like kind of like locusts almost.
What?
That's
and then
bad.
Galactus like rips a hole in like the space time continuum and crosses over from the other Marvel universe.
What the hell?
And he's like in another universe of Marvel.
So wait. Galactus isn't from the original universe?
Galactus is, like, the one we know.
Yeah.
The giant fucking guy who walks throughout space.
Yeah.
He's a
surfer dude, yeah.
That, right.
I don't know why I laughed at that.
He floats through space.
A giant guy that walked around space. He's
just like,
walking around.
He's skipping.
He's like, I guess me.
Yeah, you play that one really, really happy song in the background while he's walking.
Tiptoe through the window.
Yeah, he comes over from the actual Marvel universe and goes to a new one, and then starts fucking shit up there. I don't know. It's only two issues. That's as much as we've gotten so far.
Wow, that's Marvel. What the fuck? You have what? Too many things on your plate. You don't know what to do.
Marvel about fucking DC.
Oh yeah, DC too. But
DC
actually,
ended on a high note with the Trinity War. Now it's went downhill.
Yeah, that fucking. Well, we have to see how the Forever Evil is.
I don't give a fuck about Forever Evil. Give me back my fucking hero.
Everything evil? Did you read the Trinity War?
No, not yet.
This is. You gotta see what happens.
Listen, but here's the thing. Here's Trinity War, but then here comes Thanos, and that just goes away.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then Trinity War goes away because Thanos is the baddie of everything.
Is Thanos truly evil, or is he just bored?
He's like a psychopath. He's like a serial killer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that he had one little chance of being normal.
And then that was it.
But based off origin story, how he's the rise, Thanos Rising, I think he lost that.
I know he's a moment of death. But
well, he was talking to a girl who he thought was real and was really deaf.
Really?
Yeah.
He was just hallucinating?
Yes.
So we find out that he's an antisocial schizo.
Well, supposedly he's in love with death, and
yeah, but you can't see death. Look at freaking Deadpool.
No.
He's a schizophrenic with multiple personalities.
Yeah, but he can see death.
He can see death. Who else can see death?
Thanos is like a god.
And that's what I'm trying to say.
Thanos is like a god.
What the hell are you talking about?
Infinity Gauntlet. He's just
all right. Without the gauntlet. Without the gauntlet.
Good
point.
He's a Titan. He comes from Titan. So
you know.
All right. So
I'm still confused. How you
speaking of Deadpool, I wanted to interject at least once because I haven't been on the any form of the comic book thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just wanted to say that. Deadpool
gesture.
But no, but with the Deadpool storyline, it's become very very serious.
He still
has
that black lady in him?
Yeah, he still has that black lady, the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent in his brain.
The fuck?
She dies, and apparently there was like a half-assed necromancer trying to bring her back to life. But her body was gone, so he put her essence inside of Deadpool.
Speaking of,
Wait, didn't George Washington snap her neck?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh,
it's a half-assed necromancer that wanted to bring back the presidents, but he fucked
Deadpool.
Up.
Are you really questioning Deadpool?
That's true. Speaking of S.H.I.E.L.D., that new TV show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. aired.
It's not bad. I like it, but...
The pilot wasn't bad, but I don't know where the fuck
yeah.
the story's going.
Well,
yeah.
It's the first episode, too.
I
mean, when I first saw the black dude, I was like, oh, look, Luke Cage.
And it's on Luke Cage.
Yeah, I was like, okay,
well, how many...
No, stop.
No, what happens is...
There are quite a lot of black superheroes, though.
But what happens is, this guy, he got hurt on the job. So he was almost disabled. So he signed up to like this program, like for scientists, and they pretty much took the Extremis virus, the gamma radiation that turned Bruce Banner into the Hulk,
mm-hmm.
and the Super Soldier Serum and mixed them into one.
Sounds retarded.
Shut up, Jose! Just shut up.
It sounds like they're trying to OD you or something.
Yeah. And they made like called Project Centipede, and they put like this thing on
and
they regular people's arms.
The assholes.
Yeah. They. No, ask them out.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, notice, Angel, notice. What this serum does, after a certain while, you get serious roid rage. So.
Yeah, you go crazy.
I'm assuming it's
yeah.
Super Soldier Serum and the Extremis virus.
Yeah, so.
Fucking look at the Hulk.
But Hulk can control it.
Yeah, so they pretty much put the thing on their arms and they get superhuman powers.
What, so they Bane now?
I think Jose is going to interrupt everybody.
Listen, anyway, no interruptions.
I
waited until he ended his sentence.
To be
good
fair.
Boy.
Oh, that's my top spot! Oh!
Anyway, it was entertaining for what it was. I don't know how this story is going to play out. But I think Marvel is missing out on such a giant fucking opportunity. I was talking to Jose about this
in
the car.
Introduce characters.
Yes. They could introduce fucking characters in the TV show and then put them in the Avengers movie.
Yes.
The black guy could have been Luke Cage. He could have been in the Avengers. That would have been great.
Yeah.
He finds the Asian guy later on. What? That's Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Iron Fist is white.
He's white blonde with fucking crack and you smoke.
He sounds like an Asian dude.
The one where he mixes up the races.
Yeah. They could use Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to introduce characters for the fucking Avengers. They could introduce Scarlet Witch in the fucking show.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And put on the Avengers. It's kind of like Stephen Amell with playing Green Arrow. He could have been in the Justice League movie.
Yeah.
He's a fucking idiot, so.
Wait, they didn't put him in?
I don't think they're putting him in.
God damn.
No, it would make sense, though. At least if they're going to put him in the movie, they should put him in, like, with the cameo.
Yeah.
Like, show them for a little bit and then mention them a few times. And then
like,
the show continues.
Like in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they reference the Battle of New York and they reference.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a film.
Yeah, they reference a lot of characters and stuff like that. But again, they could really just introduce the superheroes that they do have the license
for.
What the fuck are you want, Jose? What do you want?
I said don't play with the dice!
I'm not just.
Angel David?
I'm trying to
episode. Fuck, you see the black kid,
holy
black
shit.
Guy's son. Not me racist, the guy's black. And he's looking at all the Marvel heroes that
don't
were
say
in
that.
The movie.
It's like when you say no homo, people are gonna be like, well, you've been racist.
Let me explain. So the little kid's looking at all the Marvel heroes from the movie.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, oh, which one do you want? And it starts off from there. And you think he's Luke Cage, the fact that dude goes to a burning building, picks up a woman.
He's bald and has a goatee.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, that's good.
And has a kid.
He picks up a woman, jumps out the window, and lands like nothing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
super
on the trailer.
Yeah.
Superhuman strength, impervious skin.
He has a hoodie. He keeps a hood on.
Yeah, you would think it's Luke Cage.
Exactly.
Again, I don't know.
That's kind of suspicious.
Jose, shut up.
Again, I really think they could have just used the TV show to introduce characters.
Yeah.
They could have done such a good job with that, but I guess Joss Whedon didn't want to do that. So,
we'll
see where this goes.
I have a question on Marvel. Scarlet Witch is supposed to be in the new Avengers movie, supposedly?
Yes.
How are they going to introduce mutants when Sony owns the rights?
They don't have to say, as long as they don't say mutants. They can just
or reference Magneto.
Yeah.
No,
with the X-Men, they can't say anything with that or Wolverine.
But they're going to say, what is she?
They can say that. Yeah, they can say that.
I don't like that.
Are they still putting him in?
Well, they're both.
I mean, they can't put Scarlet Witch without Quicksilver.
I mean, because in the new X-Men movie, Days of Futures Past, they're putting Quicksilver in.
Oh.
Yeah, there's going to be a Quicksilver in.
And then they're gonna fuck up.
That's gonna be bad. They're a duo.
Unless they hold it, they hold it off until they get the rights. Or they film.
Or Sony lets them use the character rights.
Yeah.
Well, you think Sony would do that?
No. I don't think so.
No.
Listen, I think Sony should.
Sony's not. They're gonna.
Why not?
Sony's greedy.
Greedy Japanese bastards.
They're greedy.
Because think about it, and if they're, it's not like they're going to compete. Their moves aren't competing.
This is
so
how business works. We want this money, but you're not going to give it to us, so we won't give you what you want.
I forgot.
It's a battle of attrition.
I forgot who is the business
yeah,
major now.
He actually handles my finances.
I built him a 2K10 portfolio.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, wait. He's the acting major, business major, philosophy major.
Not even acting major.
And writer.
And writer
major, yeah.
Oh, by the way, come read my new book.
It's called I Never Made a Book.
I Never Made a Book.
It's called How to Fail as an Actor by Jose Lopez.
I'm not even an actor.
I don't want to cut off our comic talk.
Yeah.
We got 5 minutes left.
Holy shit, that was quick.
I think we should at least mention Theros.
Really? How long have you been?
Why don't we just mark?
This is basically being
Theros. Before we do Theros, what's going to happen to Nanogram? The podcast on Wednesdays.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I couldn't have done it anyway because my classes are up the ass right now.
I might have to mash too.
I have class 1 to 5.
I think it's got to go for now.
I think Comic-Con has... Comic-Con, I'm on crack. So, I think the Comic-Con has to be at least put on hold
for about 3 months.
We do F&M comic run and make like...
Yeah, we do a combination of everything in one show.
Why are we discussing this on fucking air?
Because
they
have
to know.
They have to know.
We should have made the decision before.
Listen.
The fans have to know.
The best decisions are made on the spot. All right. Not really.
You know what this means? Let's call Boris right now and tell him to open up King's Games.
Yeah, he's asleep in his bed, probably.
Fuck it, tell him you're going to drop another $2.
$2. Like, you know what decision you really need to make?
No.
Start wearing a hat, because that fucking shit is going.
Your
hair is gone.
I gotta cut my hair. No, it is not gone.
It's now we have even less time.
Your hair is gone.
Can we just talk about the new drop?
Can we do an hour?
No.
No,
oh, okay.
I say at least we go to 40 minutes, because...
Theros?
Yeah, because Jose's
okay.
No.
So Theros is finally released. There you go. There's our plug-in. All
right.
Good luck.
See you later.
That's messed up.
Theros, what is everyone's reaction to that?
I love it.
I gotta get used to it.
I have yet to even put my beef in.
I played against
the
Dabnitip. They're broken as shit.
I'm not
just in there right
I'm
now.
Not aggressive. BD. I can't get into it. I gotta get aggressive.
I love my gods. My black god, my blue god. I love my black blue planeswalker.
You're gonna pray them on the side of the bed at night on your
knees? I'm gonna build a little shrine to them in the closet. And be like,
hey,
Arnold.
I like my blue god. I like my blue god. My blue god is amazing, but fucking, you have to build a deck around Purphorus. Purphoros, whatever.
The red
if it is the red god, it does not work in this deck. This red blue
why
is an aggro deck.
Why'd you pick? You pick red blue?
I picked red blue.
Come on, you're falling off the bat.
Jeez.
Well, what happened was, in the pre-release, he got the Red God's Weapon, and the Red Green Planeswalker, and for some reason, he went fucking Red Blue.
I kind of went,
dick.
My green pool was not good. I didn't think about splashing green.
I would have done Red White and put 2 forests, or 3 forests, in the fucking deck.
Red White? That's my fault. I was nervous. I could have gone American. I should have gone American.
You should have.
Good old American.
Or was
American.
It
Italian?
Or
it Italian.
Yeah.
Red, white, and blue.
Okay, so.
No, the Italian one. The red, green,
yeah.
And...
oh, not yet.
Or it's Mexican.
Mexican.
I do.
But there's no eagles in
the
that.
No, it
doesn't make it like a Mexican show now.
No,
thank you, guys.
No, Mexican. Mexican.
Border control.
Mexican is red, green, white, land destruction.
No.
All right. That's enough shitting on my.
The splash and moldy.
The splash and moldy color.
For the gold emblem.
Uh huh.
Oh my god.
All right. Anyway, so Theros came out. I like it. I enjoy the new card effects, the bestow effect with the enchantment creatures.
I'm scrying.
It's pretty cool.
We're all scrying a lot.
Yeah, it's impossible not to scry in this fucking.
Every color
set.
Has scry.
I
saw more than others.
I scry like Hello. 5 times a fucking turn. I look at the top card, it's always the same card.
I said,
whose phone is that?
I said it off podcast, but I think blue definitely
is
the top color of
the. Thassa is like the best god, hands down.
I tell you right now,
Erebus.
Blue is like the main thing from what I've read
Thassa
and seen. But white seems like it'll just go against it.
You mean like
or at least
it challenges
it's the one that challenges most because most of these gods are indestructible.
Yeah.
And a lot of the blue
All
cards
of them are indestructible.
But yeah, and you
They're
know, the white just moved from playing, boom, it's not coming back. Oh,
oh
shit.
God. You aimed it at me, you fucking skank.
Deserve it. All right, I'm sorry, to go on.
Skunk.
So,
it's called me Skunk.
But yeah, you know, you have the blue with the bounce back and the cancels and the counters, and then you have the white with the just removal
right.
And the low costs.
You know what I love? Scry off Thassa, Voyage's End, bounce a creature back, scry off that, and then... Fucking do the
Oh my god!
Don't
let him talk.
We return on the podcast and we have porn sections.
I don't do that. Did you? Oh my god! Did you shit your pants?
No, this is a bathroom.
Here's a whole thing of baby wipes in there, just in case you have to clean up.
No, I'm good. I just said it was my fatty day.
If he fucking says it one more time.
Okay.
Me? No, me,
my sweet spot. My experience with this new block is broken. BD just destroyed me with the stove. Oh,
block constructed against modern, I think.
Yeah. The second match we had, I lost 7 life like nothing.
Yeah,
just with an effect.
With the Grey Merchant?
Grey Merchant, man, was 7 life. He was at like 2. I played on my man, was 9.
Yeah, nice. Black blue is it's true control and true just like.
It's true sacrifice.
Red blue doesn't seem like controlling this. Red blue seems aggro as hell.
Oh,
no, that's what it is, though. Red blue is aggro.
No, not the red blue I play.
Oh, wait,
it's
better.
At least
you
play Izzet.
Izzet. Izzet is like...
Well, Izzet's aggro control, if I'm not mistaken.
it smells like shit. Oh, damn, Jose.
Izzet is aggro control. I can't say it.
Nice.
So this is what? This is a fart in the podcast.
That one was wet. That sounded wet, man. What the fuck?
Why don't you fucking aim it at that way?
No, yeah,
no,
fucking
don't
do that.
Stick her out. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Why are you doing it to me?
You fucking do that. Stick your ass in the closet.
I think it's time I pay back Beatty for all the times he's fucking done that to us.
Huh?
Yeah, do it.
I love how he's taking the farting into a level where he's got to carry us all with him. That the farting is really an art manifest. That he's doing that.
I'm doing it for you guys to give you guys the justice
that
you deserve.
That he's shitting his pants on my behalf.
Yes.
Right. Thank you, Jose, for your sacrifice.
Jose, thank you for that. Because he's put his balls in my face dozens of times.
You're a service to every asshole.
That's revenge for the dirty spectacle.
Wait, or is he just an asshole? Who knows?
Probably
the world,
probably both.
The world may never know.
Probably both.
How many farts does it take Jose to shit his pants?
One.
One.
The world may never know.
The world may never know. Okay, I gotta be straight up the conversation.
Oh my God.
Back to the block.
What were we talking about?
We were also about our match, how you basically got me like destroyed with the stone effect. We were playing a lot of block constructed today.
And Read the Bones is an amazing card.
Fuck, that creates... Read the Bones?
The
Read
Bones?
The Bones. Oh, Read the Bones.
Read the Bones?
We'll jerk you off for a Lucy.
What?
I have a feeling Jose's done that.
What kind of fucking hitchhiker shit is that?
I don't know.
Is that the flame attacks of that card?
No, Read the Bones is like scry to... lose two life, scry two, and then draw two.
Bunch of twos.
And then start to
and get two cum shots.
Two cum jets.
Whoa,
that's the masterpiece.
That's what Jeff Jones was trying to paint.
That was the final piece.
Holy shit, that was great.
So, I just noticed Chris has not said nothing since that podcast.
Not said nothing?
She has
that's
not.
That's double negative.
Yeah. She hasn't said nothing.
That's double negative.
She said nothing.
Wait, how many times were you in high school again?
I don't blame last year.
Don't blame him. His mind's clouded by thought.
That was for all of you. Chris has said nothing.
That's the right way to say it.
Chris is saying something. She's trying to hold her breath.
So, wait, I want to ask a question. So, Krista, you're going into magic now, right?
Not really.
I'm forcing you to get into magic, me and Angel.
You just took a quiz to what color you are.
He made me.
I forced you.
He forced me.
You ain't getting into it like you're not.
He had his asshole perched. He said, if you don't take this test, I'm going to shoot my pants. But it'll be in your benefit.
You'll get a pink eye, but you'll love it.
No, I'm doing this all for you.
I'm doing this for you. For my
Wait, is that possible?
Yes.
I did it for him.
I know.
Well, once next time you sleep over, I'm going to put bare ass to your fucking face.
Oh.
And
if he does that,
listen.
I'm going to make sure it's the day that I don't sleep over.
Right.
It's
just
that
she sleeps over.
No, I don't want to
have to room anyway.
If I suffer, let her suffer too.
Well, what?
I hear,
does she have it much?
I hear bare ass. And this brings up a question. Am I just because I'm tired? But I always wonder, if it's the winter, and you pull out your ass, and you fart...
It condensates.
Well, you see smoke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The heat.
Because it's your body heat.
Yep.
I have a simple solution for this. When it gets really cold... I'll go outside and I'll
tell you. What you should do, Beanie? You should turn his closet into a walk-in freezer just so we can
do this. Don't bring him in there. He'll shit while he's crying and he'll turn into shitsicle.
Beanie, that's a terrible idea. He's going to make you waste money.
I mean, he's got a new fucking bathroom. I've never seen this bathroom.
What's the difference? I'll have Jose's cousin build it for like $5 a piece.
There you go.
I like how we strayed to something
yet again
completely dark.
At least it's not porn.
It wasn't dark, it was just racist.
Don't bring up porn, don't bring up black.
It's not
guard sluts.
Oh my
it's
God.
Not dark, it's just really racist.
I just got a great idea for a fucking porn site.
Oh God.
Why did I say anything?
Listen.
Damn it.
Baby booty bitches.
What?
Booty booty women and no asses?
Yeah. Baby booty bitches.
That sounds terrible.
Wait a minute.
It sounds like something no man should watch.
Slow down those words. I don't want to know exactly what you're saying.
Itty bitty booty bitches.
Itty bitty.
Okay.
How do we go from Theros to that?
Have a question.
It's a gold and all.
Have a question. Jose, when you think of itty bitty, what do you think of?
Small?
Itty bitty titty committee?
Oh, I didn't even mean it.
That's nasty.
Wait, what?
Itty bitty booty bitches.
She's like,
so wait, hold on. How about big titty bitties? You want a bitty? That was a long time. All the bitties. Big titty bitties.
Bring up the Marvel conversation.
There was definitely
Marvel porn.
There was definitely like a year where we used the word bitty.
That was like 4 years
we
ago.
We googled it on.
And then we finally found out what it was.
An
old bird or a red-headed woman. A young red-headed woman.
I thought it was an older woman.
Yeah, older. I don't know. It was either
so an old woman or a bastard.
Yeah. A little bitty.
She's sick.
Bitty.
And that all came from South Park.
Oh,
suck on the bitty.
Oh, suck on the bitty. Right, I remember that.
Bono wants to suck on
the
bitty.
Oh, my God.
How are we doing on time, out of curiosity?
Big bitty bitches.
Stop with the porn titles.
What are we on time?
So, right, back to my question to Krista. Are you thinking of playing? Because right now is a good block to join.
Well, yeah, because it just came out.
Not really.
Not really.
It's simple. Like you can go just one color and just
that's true. You're right.
Good.
You can do that.
It's good. Usually when a magic player starts, it starts up with one color. Not like us. We actually start with two colors because we both married.
But we're idiots.
Not even that. We start off with Zendikar.
That's three colors.
Yeah. Oh, that's two
right.
or three.
Because we're idiots.
Yeah,
I agree.
And I like Jason Maxwell. Well, we came
so
in at the wrong time.
You think you'll join?
Yeah.
Play?
How so?
If I can find a deck that suits me.
Just go to King Games. They'll teach you how to play. You're a girl.
No, I'm just never know what she said because the way she said that.
Remember,
what?
You're a female. You get things
really?
In life
I
before.
You get special treatment from guys like us and King's Games.
So, desperate fucking nerds. Okay.
Have you been to King's Games?
Have you been to King's Games?
Everyone there is
did you see that guy with like... That guy with like the oversized shirt and the sandals
and
the t-shirts and the neck beard.
Yeah.
I mean,
so every nerd
with his like very nice voice like this.
Oh yeah, that little kid, the little hobbit.
It was not a little kid. He was like 20.
Yeah, yeah.
There are at least three people in that room, in this room, who fit that
what
description. Four people last time I was here. One, two, three.
What, neck beard?
And t-shirt.
Excuse me, I have to shave on a regular basis now.
No.
I'm just lazy.
And the last time I saw David, he had a beard.
Yeah.
He's got to be clean shaved. He's a pig now.
I'm a pig. I'm a clean pig.
I'm a clean pig. And I just like being clean.
And then he's
let's
a bottom pig.
This is the first time I've let my thing grow in the past 3 days.
Wait, clean pig?
You let your thing grow in the past 3 days?
Oh,
so if people from King's Games hear this,
not highly doubt it, but if so, we're not really talking shit. Like
clean
that.
Pig? Dirty pig.
Dick. Shitty pig.
You guys should know that.
Oh my God!
David when he said clean pig and Jose when he said dirty pig.
Biggie pity, no wait, piggy baby bitches.
Oh God!
Punch him, me, please.
Can I do it? Can bitches I?
Yes.
Can
yeah,
I have the privilege?
Itty bitty titty bitches.
I wouldn't do that.
.org.
That XXX according to the new law.
Very good. I suggest randomize.randomizejr.com.
All right. Since we keep interrupting, Krista.
Yes, Munson.
All right. Just say yes or no. Jesus.
No.
Many bitty thumbs out of the proposition.
What proposition?
Learning to play magic.
I thought you meant your porn proposition.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Angel's like porn proposition. He's like looking to kill me right now.
What has happened to the conversation? What happened to
the conversation?
The answer
to your question, Watson, is maybe.
I try to keep it magic based, but he's bringing up porn.
So as a whole, can we come to a beady thumbs on Theros? The first.
It's on you guys.
It's full experience.
It's new. It feels new to me. Like I gotta get used to it. So I'm gonna give it a 5.
I like the pause.
It feels new to me.
I'm just gonna give it a 5.
So I like it. It's challenging.
So
it's like we do things differently.
So I thought beady thumbs up.
Beady thumbs. We call it beady thumbs. I forgot why.
Sticky beady thumbs?
Sticky beady thumbs. Oh, yeah!
Going against it, I like it.
Sticky beady thumbs?
I haven't gone against anyone.
Four out of five.
But even if it's so new that you won't give it a 5?
I'm sorry.
It feels new.
It definitely is new.
It's not like I'm used to playing. Like, Innistrad and Ravnica were, like, different.
Well,
but this, like, feels like a shift.
They go through a very standard format. Most Magic sets, really. Because, I mean, they introduce some new stuff, but not to the extent where now you're turning creatures into enchantments.
That's different.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Well, I don't pay attention to that.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is cheap and bullshit.
Like, realistically,
there's
artifact creatures. That's really to the extent of really combining things with...
Yeah.
I mean, lands could be creatures as well, but
you have to pay a cost for it. And now it's just constant that there's enchantment creatures, which is just combining two different things that were used to being one thing or another, where we have to get used to that.
Yeah.
And definitely in the combinations of colors, I feel a little bit different as well.
I was going to make a DBZ reference, but I decided not to.
Try to not.
No, but yeah, I agree. It's a completely different thing, because the closest thing I have ever seen to combining something would be Phyrexia, where they had the Phyrexian mana, yeah.
I love Phyrexian.
Where it's
mana.
Like I had this this construct thing that would mimic someone.
Yeah.
Where you can pay two anything and either a blue or Phyrexian mana, which is just pay two life.
Yeah.
And that's the closest I've seen to like an enchantment or an artifact / creature.
Yeah.
Wait,
or Lash Wrath, which is a living weapon. But this is interesting because you have like bestow.
Yeah.
Which is just like you pay the cost instead of paying the summoning cost for the creature, and it becomes an enchantment.
Yeah. The sick part about it is once that creature's destroyed, that's enchanted to, it comes back as a
creature.
You
realize if you bounce a creature back that's getting bestowed, the bestowed creature comes in as a creature?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I did read that, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah, let's say you're bestowing a creature and you, like, kill it or you bounce it back, the creature comes in as a... The enchantment creature comes in as a creature.
It has no target anymore, so now it becomes
a creature.
Also, once the targeted creature gets destroyed or removed, it becomes a creature.
Like, no, while you're casting it,
yeah.
If it gets bounced back or it gets killed, it comes in as a creature. Basically, they're forcing you to pay the bestow cost to pay normally.
You're wasting the mana, but, I mean, you'll still come out with it.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, that would be...
I mean, anything, I would do it just to trigger Heroic, because Heroic is a fucking great mechanic. I love it.
Yeah.
I was reading an article where they had said they were coming into a little bit of difficulty when they were thinking about how this would play as sealed, because there really wasn't a lot of cards that would trigger the
heroic.
So they needed to come up with a mechanic that would trigger two or more creatures, which is why we had this card now that it says up to two target creatures. Yeah.
Fucking love Trident Tactics. The Ordeal cards are fucking amazing.
No, Ordeal, every single one is pretty
good. There we go.
Thank you. I think the Ordeal blue is like the best out of the whole set.
The draw two.
Awesome. Yeah, draw two.
I like the white.
Oh, do you need 10 life?
Ten life?
Yeah.
I like some 10 life.
10 life. Save your ass.
I saved your life in a...
And save my life today.
That card can seriously...
I don't know. I don't like monsters for some reason. Maybe because I'm not a teamy player. I don't play big creatures.
I feel like monsters...
You have a big beast ramp. Well, it's ramp. What the fuck was that?
Someone's playing fucking congas in the kitchen. I feel like monsters...
Maybe it's that mannequin.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. No. Oh, Jesus. No.
Imagine writing that.
I hate dolls in general.
Hold up.
Oh, no.
Go to see if you scared me with that.
Why did he go to attack it with his phone?
Take my Apple product.
She's gone. The window's broken.
She's falling on the ceiling.
I've just been trying to get out.
Just running around the lights.
So, Angel, go and check.
Yeah, about that.
Wait, you're in driver. Kristen, go check.
The hell, that's my girlfriend.
And he's not getting up still.
Our family.
The fuck is going on?
How's he just fought in there? He wants her to smell.
The silence. It's killing me. Jose has like the karate kind of freaking...
Shit.
Okay.
Well, while we wait for that.
That's what
we're
talking about.
I was going to say that I like the devotion thing to it.
Why is there cum stains on her fucking face?
I don't know. I said.
Listen, those are not cum stains. That is soap.
Oh,
she needs to be cleaned. She is filthy.
Why blame me?
But yeah, the devotion thing kind of helps out with the... it's like if you have a monocolor.
Yeah,
deck.
Yeah.
Like, at least with the... When you had the intro,
the blue and black one, that at least if you're following the game plan for that deck, it's just basically use the blue to control the floor.
Yeah.
And get as much black as you can, and then when you whip out the demon, just boom, shit on everything.
Yeah.
So with the devotion, especially with the god cards, like it helps out a lot.
Like all the gods are good, but you have to build around the red god. You have to build a deck specifically to use his two ping to players.
What's
his
effect?
So you're saying that he's the best god?
No,
or it's just for any god you have to build around that.
No, you don't have to build around Thassa, you don't have to build around Erebus, you don't have to build around Nihelia, you don't have to build around Heliod. They each have their beneficials that affect. But like for peripherals, like you ping your opponent for two every time a creature comes into play. You gotta like build a deck around them.
I feel like the most conflicting colors would actually be your deck. I know.
It's surprisingly enough because blue has its own agenda, whereas red is, yet again, it has its own agenda. Really, red is just a focus on
burning
aggro,
right?
Burning, whereas control is control. So you feel like the need to use the red to burn, to try to use that mana to
burn.
To burn, but you want the mana open so you can count it and be able to control
it. I have no... There are no hard counters in this deck at all, actually.
That's why, yeah. No,
really, maybe that's why
it's
not really
like,
working.
So wait, I have a question. Did they recycle old cards depending on the new block?
Or yeah, no,
yeah,
some of them. Like some from Lorwyn.
Thoughtseize is recycled.
Yeah. Thoughtseize, that shit.
And that Traveler's Pendant shit thing.
Traveler's Pendant.
From that was Zendikar, wasn't it?
I don't remember, but that was from somewhere and it came back.
The Birds of Paradise, the new Birds of Paradise.
Oh, that's from
Ravnica.
Yeah. That's from Ravnica.
Which one?
Sylvan Carpeth, or whatever that's called.
Oh, coming back?
No, that
the Sylvan Carpeth.
The one that has the Defender Hexproof
right.
That you can tap for any color mana. That's a sick card.
I like...
But the best colors are blue-black. The
best color is definitely blue.
It's just because you run that.
Yes,
but the
well,
best
I,
color is definitely blue in this set.
Yeah,
no,
blue is
okay.
Up there.
Three, Thassa is a 3-drop free scry. That's crazy.
From my experience of seeing Jose seeing everyone play with blue block, I think blue's the best. I'm a control player. Blue's the best.
Blue the best.
Now we just have to see how the next set it comes out.
Journey
with
to the Gods.
Yeah.
February.
Long way.
It is.
February. It's like 4 months.
It's not that long.
It's
the
so
other
what's
ones.
The new theme going to be?
It's 5 months.
It's
5 months.
Yeah.
I think.
It's like the same thing. I don't think they're going to add anything new. Just probably new
yeah.
color combinations.
New color combinations. I want to see the cycle of Demi, the two-color demigods.
The demigods? I would assume
yeah, two-color demigods. Yeah.
Circle is going to be one of them?
What?
That'd be some shit.
Be one of them?
I don't know, probably.
Probably red-white.
Red-white Hercules?
No, I can see him as
Hercules.
I've seen red-white because isn't Zeus supposed to be white?
Zeus is definitely white, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him as red-white because, I don't know, I see Hercules as a soldier, like a human, and from the red cards I saw Jose, a lot of them are Spartans, right?
Spartans, they look Spartanish.
And I've seen him as red-white.
What was I going to say? Not to cut in, but this episode... By this episode, I'm just letting listeners know that if you don't have the downloaded episodes of iTunes, probably the oldest one will be deleted. Just I'm just thinking about it, because now this is an episode where we've gone actually closer to an hour. We haven't done it in a while, so probably the last episode, the oldest one will be deleted.
Right.
Just a heads up.
Because we're poor college students,
but
we can't afford bandwidth.
Just a heads up, I have them all on my iTunes. Bingo.
That works for you.
Bingo, bango.
Bingo, bango.
Bingo, bango, bango, bango. Bingo,
bango, bango, bango.
Alright. So if you pay a fee, B will give it to you.
Nice.
Pay the fee, B will give you.
I am fading fast.
I'm fading into the shadows.
Go back to the shadows.
I've got no more Lucy's to keep me up.
God damn, stop smoking the... So anyway, back to what we were saying.
I think we're running out of stuff to talk about.
Oh, no.
It's fading.
I
so.
Want to ask about the new Thor movie. Who
the best?
Is the villain? Who's
what?
The villain?
Christopher Eccleston.
I know that. I mean, from the comics.
Dark Elves. He's a fucking Dark Elf. Right. That's all you
got
to
know. So he's Black Rain?
They introduced it in the new Thor comic.
Yeah.
They introduced it the villain who it is.
Alright.
That's all I want to know.
I love to see how they hide those big ears.
Well, yeah, not Peter, so it's a difference.
He's just using normal
instead of it being pointy, he's gonna be out and pointy.
They're just gonna fold it a little bit.
Antenna.
He looks like Will Smith, the white version of Will Smith. Just
that's terrible.
Shit.
I've been watching a lot of Fresh Prince lately, so.
Nice. So I think it's getting close to wrapping up.
Yes.
I got no more.
Yeah, before Jose.
I'm a driver and I'm starting to fall out. So,
okay.
So we won't be back Wednesday.
Probably Friday.
No.
Maybe not Friday.
We'll be back Friday.
Not next Friday.
Maybe.
Maybe with that.
We're not sure.
And our ratings on Podomatic are gonna fucking plummet right down.
Unless we make an hour, we start doing hour episodes again.
Unless
well,
we
have
to. Unless we have to start doing every other week.
No.
I don't want to say it.
I don't want to be an adult. It's too much work.
No, we can't do it every other week.
Listen.
Our listeners deserve better from us.
Well, I'm saying. If it comes down to it and we have to, it's just going to have to be one of those things. But with at least high hopes, we'll be back next week, Friday.
All right.
I see is that it'll just be next week that we won't do anything. It won't be a permanent thing where it's every other week.
I'll just go drop next week for shits and giggles.
I'll just figure out if I have anything to do.
How does that help us?
I don't know.
What time is the dress?
It's 4 p.m.
I'm fucked. I won't be able to make it.
I mean, Comic-Con's in 2 weeks. We're going to do the live from Comic-Con.
Yeah, I'll try that out.
Wait, David, my question is, is there any chance it gets on YouTube?
I tried. For some reason, it gives me a 10 limit max. I don't know why.
Oh, 10 minute max. Yeah, that's always been the same.
But how?
But
I
how
see these, like, our videos. They have movies on YouTube.
Because they're subscribers. They're like partners and shit.
They get money for it and shit?
Yeah.
We'd have to do parts of videos, and then I feel like.
It used to have a 10 minute maximum, but.
It's still a 10 minute max.
Oh, she speaks.
Who
is this?
I know, because I remember watching a lot of old Let's Play videos, and they were all like.
It's because they're partners. They pay for that shit.
We'll just Google it and see
the majority of
work
are college students.
You know, after all these farts, I have to use the bathroom, so everyone sees the outro, I'm going to say bye.
You just fart it out.
Nah, buddy, I'll shit myself.
I'll shit on the computer.
So just let it all out.
You know, I'm gonna look up how fast I can get to sleep.
Okay.
You know what I'm gonna look up? If the site itty bitty.
He's trying to take
it. I'm gonna beat you to death with my glasses.
Let him call
it. 15 minutes.
I'll be on my show.
The maximum is now 15
Hold
minutes
up.
By default.
Itty titty bitches.
I guess if you're not a partner.
Nah. I'm gonna beat him on his show.
Okay. This
you
want
to use my slipper?
No.
Yes, please.
This is David signing out from FNMC episode 16, I think.
17, I don't know.
One of those numbers.
Comic book run 425 and
425.
What the fuck? Oh, hold up. That's not even a number that we've reached.
Or ever will, probably.
Yeah, that's a high number.
Oh,
you got a lot of, you got fucking high hopes.
I got high hopes. High
I hope that we
I don't think you can go that high.
I am high.
If only by that time we're as famous as Kevin Smith.
I am high.
I said, I aim high.
Oh. If only.
No, I heard I am high.
Yeah. If only we get to that number, we're as famous as Kevin Smith or making money.
Yeah.
Either one.
Can't stop, won't stop. Beercast.
Oh, this is David signing out from FNMC.
And Beatty.
What was it?
Yes.
Krista.
Munson and Angels in the Bathroom.
And Angels on the Shitter.
Yep.
We'll
at
see.
Least he has the courtesy not to fart in front of us.
Yeah.
That goes in.
Jose.
Oh, come on. You've heard worse.
Skank.
Okay.
We'll see you guys when we see you.
I guess next week.
Next week, maybe.
Maybe.
And maybe from the Life from Comic Con episode, if we do get to do that.
I'm going to do Life from the Toilet.
All of us? You too?
Well, we're all going to be in the bathroom? See you next week, Life from the bathroom.
I mean, it's big enough.
Yeah.
No.
People were going to have to stand in the tub. I know
they were like all standing there once for like 10 minutes.